Welcome to episode 866 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
At that time, Michael, the archangel who stands guard over your nation, will arise. Then there will be a time of anguish, greater than any since nations first came into existence. But at that time, every one of your people whose name is written in the book will be rescued. Many of those whose bodies lie dead and buried will rise up, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting disgrace. Those who are wise will shine as bright as the sky, and those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever. But you, Daniel, keep this prophecy a secret. Seal up the book until the time of the end, when many will rush here and there, and knowledge will increase.
Then I, Daniel, looked and saw two others standing on opposite banks of the river. One of them asked the man dressed in linen, who was now standing above the river,
"How long will it be until these shocking events are over?"
And I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river. He raised his right hand and his left hand toward heaven and swore by him who lives forever.
It will go on for a time, times and half a time. When the shattering of the holy people has finally come to an end, all these things will have happened.
I heard what he said, but I did not understand what he meant. So I asked, "How will all this finally end, my lord?" But he said,
"Go now, Daniel, for what I have said is kept secret and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, cleansed, and refined by these trials. But the wicked will continue in their wickedness, and none of them will understand. Only those who are wise will know what it means. From the time the daily sacrifice is stopped, and the profane object that causes desecration is set up to be worshipped, there will be 1290 days, and blessed are those who wait and remain until the end of the 1335 days. As for you, go your way until the end. You will rest, and then at the end of the days you will rise again to receive the inheritance set aside for you."
Daniel 12 is the culmination of the visions and prophecies given to Daniel, focusing on the end times, the resurrection, and the final deliverance of God's people. Verse 1 reintroduces Michael, the great prince who stands guard over the sons of your people. We believe Michael is another name for Jesus. The name Michael means "who is like God." This question could denote someone with a divine nature, pointing to Christ's role as the divine Son of God. The protective role of this being over God's people aligns with Christ's role as the protector and savior of his people. Michael is depicted as a powerful heavenly being who contends with Satan and leads the heavenly armies in a war against the dragon. The authority to command God's angels and to defeat Satan is consistent with Christ's role and authority. The term archangel is used in the Bible to describe a leader among angels. Since 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16 associates the voice of the archangel with the second coming of Christ, it suggests that the archangel has a special connection to Jesus. The term archangel means chief angel or principal angel, and there is only one archangel mentioned in the Bible. This role seems fitting for Christ, who is the leader of the heavenly hosts. Verse 1 also speaks about a time of anguish, a time of distress, a time of suffering, a time of tribulation, a time of trouble, greater than any since nations first came into existence, such as never has been, the worst in all of history. This time of trouble is a period of unparalleled hardship for God's people, understood to be just before the second coming of Christ. There are two primary periods of tribulation mentioned in Christian eschatology: the time of trouble during the Middle Ages and the end time of trouble predicted to occur just before Christ's second coming. The persecution during the Middle Ages, often associated with the 1260 prophetic days or years mentioned in Daniel 7 and in the book of Revelation, was marked by a union between church and state that led to widespread oppression of dissenting Christians who did not align with the dominant church's teachings. While significant, this persecution was geographically limited, primarily affecting Europe and parts of the Mediterranean region. The end time of trouble, referred to in Daniel 12 and Matthew 24, is described as a period of unrivaled global distress. This period will be marked by natural disasters, moral decay, political upheaval, and widespread persecution of God's faithful people. Unlike previous persecutions, this final time of trouble occurs after the close of probation, when Christ ceases his intercessory ministry in the heavenly sanctuary. This means humanity will live without a mediator, directly facing the consequences of sin and the final outpouring of God's wrath on the unrepentant world. The end-time tribulation will be global, affecting all humanity. The end-time period of trouble serves to fully reveal the character of all individuals, separating those who are loyal to God from those who oppose Him. It ends with the triumphant return of Jesus, the resurrection of the righteous, and the establishment of God's eternal kingdom. Daniel 12 verse 2 foretells a definitive resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked, affirming the reality of a future, literal awakening from death. This pivotal event ties the resurrection of the righteous directly to Christ's second coming, signifying a moment of divine restoration and reunification for those who have remained faithful. Conversely, the resurrection of the wicked is set to take place at a subsequent time, delineating a clear distinction in the timeline for these two groups. This prophecy underscores the profound significance of resurrection as a cornerstone of Christian hope and the ultimate triumph of divine justice. In verse 3, the wise who lead many to righteousness are described as shining like stars forever. The wise are those who understand and share God's truths, leading others to righteousness. Verse 4 predicts a significant increase in knowledge and travel in the time of the end. This knowledge includes a deeper understanding of biblical prophecy and God's will, emphasizing the importance of studying Daniel and Revelation to grasp the events of the last days. Could Daniel have been writing about our day? The advent of the internet has democratized access to information, allowing knowledge to multiply and spread at an astounding rate. Simultaneously, advancements in transportation technology have made global travel faster and more accessible than ever before. In verses 5 to 7, Daniel observes two beings discussing the period until the end of wonders, specified as a time, times, and half a time. We have previously equated this time period with the prophetic 1260 days or years, which is interpreted historically as the period of papal dominance from 538 to 1798 AD. The conclusion of this period is associated with the end of persecution for God's people and the onset of the final events of Earth's history. Could the time of the end really have started more than 200 years ago? Remember that God does not view time in the same way that we do. According to the Apostle Peter, with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. In verses 8 to 10, Daniel confesses his lack of understanding regarding these future events. The response is that the words are sealed until the time of the end, when the wise will understand. Understanding of prophetic messages, especially those related to the end times, should then become clearer as the end approaches. This encourages diligent study and faithfulness among believers. Verses 11 to 12 mention specific time periods following the cessation of daily sacrifices and the setting up of the abomination of desolation. Both 1290 days and 1335 days can be interpreted in the context of end-time events, suggesting phases of judgment and blessing leading up to the end. The blessing promised to those who wait and reach the end of the 1335 days is linked to the second coming of Christ and the rewards for the faithful. The book concludes with a promise to Daniel that he will rest and then rise to receive his allotted inheritance at the end of days. This can be seen as both a personal assurance to Daniel of his resurrection at Christ's second coming, and also a broader promise of eternal life and reward for all faithful believers.
Father, thank you for the messages in Daniel about the end times. Help us to live in such a way that we can share in Daniel's reward when Christ returns in glory. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.